Thanks, P. Casper. Good to connect with you too. Canvas Works actually started about 5 years ago, born out of a real frustration with what was out there. Before this, my background was in structural engineering. I spent years designing bridges and public spaces, and I really developed an appreciation for brutalist architecture, its honesty, the raw expression of materials, function over ornamentation. That really shaped my thinking. At the same time, I've always been deeply involved in experimental music and sound art. The existing music retail landscape felt sterile, too commercial, too polished, not reflecting the grit and creativity of the actual process. So, a small collective of us, architects, sound engineers, musicians, came together. We wanted to build something different. We envisioned a space that wasn't just a store, but more like a crucible for sonic exploration. A place where the creative process was visible, where form truly followed function, and every instrument had a story. A crucible for sonic exploration, I love that description. It sounds like you're really building a community and a philosophy, not just a business. And the name, Canvas Works, what's the meaning behind that? Exactly. The name is very deliberate. Canvas represents that blank slate, the infinite possibilities in sound. It's about inviting artists to start their journey without preconception. And works signifies the craft, the industry, the diligent creation. It's a workshop, a place where ideas are forged, gear is built, and music is actively made, not just consumed. It nods to those industrial roots, the brutalist aesthetic, and the dedication it takes to master something. So, that's the core vibe: raw, honest, functional, and deeply creative. We want to be a cultural institution, not just a shop. That's a powerful vision. So, in this crucible, what kind of tools and experiences do you offer to help people on that journey? What does the Canvas Works ecosystem look like today? Right now, our offerings are quite specific, built to reflect that ethos. On the product side, we have our Concrete Core Modular Synth Kit. It's a curated starter kit with robust, industrial-grade modular synth components. Designed for durability and expandability, it comes in a raw, unpainted metal case. It's built to last and to be a true foundation. Then, for services, we run the Resonance Workshop Series. These are hands-on, multi-day workshops. We cover things like advanced sound design techniques, circuit bending, instrument building, and experimental composition. They're led by avant-garde artists and engineers, people who are truly pushing boundaries. It's about deep dives and practical skills, not just theory. That's a very clear and compelling set of offerings, perfectly aligned with the vision you've described. It sounds like everything you do has a strong sense of purpose and integrity. As we start thinking about how we might work together in the future, are there any visual styles, design trends, or approaches that you absolutely want to steer clear of? Things that just don't resonate with Canvas Works? Yes, absolutely. We have very clear boundaries on that. What I absolutely hate and want to avoid at all costs are gradient logos with rounded corners. Got it. Gradient logos with rounded corners. Can you tell me a bit more about why that particular style clashes with Canvas Works? It's everything we're not. They're too corporate, too soft, too trend-driven. They lack the hard-edged honesty, the structural integrity, and the timelessness that is fundamental to brutalist design, and therefore to Canvas Works. That aesthetic feels inauthentic and overly polished. It completely conflicts with our raw, utilitarian ethos. We're about substance, not superficial gloss or chasing fleeting trends. We need something that feels grounded, built to last, and true to the material. That's incredibly clear, standard. I really appreciate you being so direct about what Canvas Works stands for, and what it definitely doesn't. It gives me a fantastic understanding of your vision, your products, your community, and those critical boundaries. This has been a really valuable conversation for me to get to know Canvas Works. Thank you. You're welcome, P. Casper. It's important to set the stage properly.